Daily Action Step Number 2. I'm reversing my biological age through two kinds of deep rest, restful awareness and restful sleep. I put this into practice by 1. Experiencing restful awareness through sitting meditation with my eyes closed for a minimum of 20 minutes twice daily. 2. Experiencing renewal and rejuvenation every night through restful sleep. 3. Synchronizing my biological rhythms with the rhythms of nature. Agitation in body and mind creates dis-ease and accelerates aging. Deep rest in body and mind reverses biological age. Experiencing deep rest in body and mind is the next step to growing younger and living longer. An agitated body-mind system generates entropy, decay, and aging. A rested body-mind system fosters creativity, renewal, and reversal of aging. Since the body and mind are one, when the mind is deeply rested, the body is also deeply rested. Of course, we know from common experience that our mind is rarely in this rested state. In fact, most of the time, it is in the fight or flight mode. The fight or flight or stress response occurs when we feel threatened in any way, including when we feel threatened by aging. The stress response creates physiological changes that damage the body and accelerate aging. You are familiar with how it feels to be in a stress mode, but you may not be familiar with what is happening in your body. The physiological changes that accompany the fight or flight response are: your heart beats faster, your blood pressure rises, you consume more oxygen, you expel more carbon dioxide, you breathe faster, your breathing becomes shallow, your heart pumps more blood, you sweat. One part of your adrenal glands pumps out adrenaline and noradrenaline, which constrict blood vessels. Another part of your adrenal glands pumps out cortisol. Your pancreas releases more of the hormone glucagon. Your pancreas releases less insulin. As a result of the increased glucagon and decreased insulin, your blood sugar rises. You reduce the blood supply to your digestive organs and increase the blood supply to your muscles. Your pituitary gland releases less growth hormone. You produce lower levels of sex hormone. Your immune system is suppressed. The fight-or-flight response was first described by early 20th century American scientist Walter Cannon. He wanted to understand why some people became ill and others even died under stress. He discovered that when you encounter a threatening situation, a part of your involuntary nervous system becomes instantly and automatically activated. The nervous system triggers rises in blood pressure and heart rate and stimulates the adrenal glands to release adrenaline. If the threat and the neurological response are severe and unrelenting, damaging bodily changes can occur. Cannon researched tribal societies where people who trespass against important rules are banished from the community. A bone is pointed at the offender by the tribal witch doctor, resulting in a curse. From that point on, the offender is no longer considered to be part of the living community. He is cut off from all social interactions, including those with his own family. These outcasts go into such an intense stress response that their circulatory systems collapse. They literally die from fear, often within just a few days. Exploring the stress response further, another scientist, Hans Selle, found that in addition to the changes that take place in the nervous system, many important hormones jump into the fray. These hormones affect every aspect of the body, including the heart, stomach, liver, sex organs, and immune system. If the stress is long and drawn out, the entire physiology becomes exhausted. The body is unable to maintain balance, and something eventually breaks down. Prolonged stress can make you sick and can accelerate aging. Over time, the stress response can cause high blood pressure, heart disease, stomach ulcers, autoimmune diseases, cancer, anxiety, insomnia, and depression. This might lead you to ask, if the fight-or-flight response is so damaging, why did nature create it? The original purpose of the fight-or-flight response was to help mankind survive in threatening situations. If a ferocious animal was about to eat you, the only way to survive was to fight back or run away. Our ability to quickly react to a threat helped us survive in a dangerous environment. Today, this response is still occasionally useful, as when a fireman goes into a burning building to rescue a child, or when you leap out of the way of a reckless driver speeding on a residential street. Most of the time, however, the fight-or-flight response no longer serves us very well. You may activate the stress response when you're stuck in rush hour traffic or facing a critical work deadline, but neither fighting nor running away is a viable option. The pressure to do something without a way to release it causes harm. The long-term consequences of an activated stress response speed up the aging process and makes us susceptible to illness.